We're back here on KSOM on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show. We get ready for this big showdown between Trice Center and West Hancock. Joining us now as a head coach for the Eagles as a big championship game on the line here. Mark Sanger joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team coming into this matchup?
I'm excited, you know, excited about having a chance in a state championship game and excited for our guys, excited for our seniors. But our guys will be ready to go, but I think it's just a lot of excitement around it. Feel good with where we're at. We're playing our best football right now, and that's when you want to be playing your best football. And leading into the game, you got to have a positive mindset of what you're doing, and I think it's just exciting to be here, and we're looking forward to the challenge that Thursday presents. So our guys will be ready to go.
Very good. Of course, you get into the finals without throwing a pass in the semifinals. What has been the key to your running game all year long?
I think it's just a culmination of things. I think it starts with the guys up front. That we got some guys with a lot of experience in the past that have played down there and played in big games, and you know they communicate well. They solve problems on the run as far as what the defensive fronts are given to them, and I think that's where it starts. But then, you know, we got some talented running backs in the backfield as well, and not just one of them. So we got a couple different ones that can hold defenses accountable, and I think that's a culmination of those things leads to the success that we have. You know, our offensive coordinator, Kevin Ice, has done an excellent job of in-game adjustments, figuring out what's going on, what defenses are trying to do, and then poking and prodding and figuring out where we can have success. And just all in all, it's just a cohesive unit that works together, that communicates well, and tries to solve the problems that are in front of them together.
What has been the key for Brady Bixel? I mean, he's been your go-to guy this year. I mean, you got other guys that can run the football, but he's got the most yards. So how would you describe his style and what has worked for him?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that he's had a lot of experience in that role, played a lot from sophomore year on, never the starting role or the majority role of that, but was able to get comfortable in that fullback position and get an idea of what it takes to be successful, and did so in a, like I said, a limited role where other guys maybe had the brunt of the work, and he was able to learn and come along, and then now his senior year, he is the guy in that, the you know, he's the one toting the mail most of the time, and has figured out kind of what it takes to be successful, and, you know, just some of the things that he's got great vision, great awareness of what's going on in front of him, and that way I think that leads to success, and even when there's not much there, he can get what he can and keep on the positive side of the down marker and things like that.
When you look at Tri-Center, what are the things that stand out the most for you when you evaluate the Trojans?
I think they're pretty, you know, starts with them, they're pretty good up front. They got some guys that that like to control line of scrimmage, and they do a good job up there. And then after that, obviously, they got athletes all over the field. They got a couple of receivers that are both over 1,000 yards. Young quarterback that's throwing for over 2,500, a running back. The running back's one that sticks out to most people. He's over 2,000 yards. But they're very balanced offensively, very aggressive defensively, and basically everybody on their team has got good speed. They have a good overall team speed, so they're pretty talented.
In terms of Carter Kunze, the running back, you know, what can you establish for a strategy there? Because it seems like every time it seems like somebody stops him, he finds another motor and goes.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's not sure how much you stop a kid like that. You slow him down, try to contain him as much as you can, you know, because he's one that, you know, seems to get stronger as the game goes on. As, you know, the defense wears down a little bit, he steps it up a notch, and he just keeps coming at you, is what it seems like. So it's one of those that we just got to find a scheme that's going to slow him down and hold him accountable and try to make him do something else. So that's kind of how you look at it. But they're, like I said, very well balanced. They got other guys as well that they spread the ball around. They have a good scheme. They well coached, disciplined, and everything they do. They're in the championship for a reason. It's not a coincidence that they're there. So props to them, and they've had a great year thus far.
Have you seen a team that's as well balanced as this Tri-Center team? As much as Kunze is dangerous, those the two junior wide receivers, especially on that turf, seem like they're in sync right now.
Yeah, they are. They're I'd say they're playing their best football as well. You know, they put on a show on Thursday when they played St. Andrew. They played really well, and I think we haven't seen a team with, like, as far as yardage and things like that in a while. you know, I think they're comparable to some of the Woodbury Central teams we played in the past with their ability to throw the ball and run the ball. And, you know, even some of the teams we've seen in the recent past, but you know, they do it as well as anybody, if not better. So the balance is the big thing for them. The running back's very talented, very obviously with the yards he has and what he's been able to do, but then the sophomore quarterback that can spread the ball around to the 2,000-yard receivers and then some. They got some other kids too that can make plays, but yeah, they're very well balanced, very talented offense, and we just got to find a way to try to keep them in check.
For Tri-Center, this is an historic season for them. They've never been to a state championship game. They never won a playoff game until this year. You guys, on the other hand, I mean, you're the defending champ. You won three state championship games in the last 5 years, four overall in school history. Can you remember just having a matchup like that where there's so much disparity in terms of history? It's actually going to be interesting to see how it all comes together.
Yeah, it's you know, we've got some under belt. Actually, I think we have five. They don't count the one in 1973 we won as Brett, but neither here nor there. I had to bring that up for some of the old guys that, that want to make sure they give them credit. But yeah, it just comes. It's another football game. I don't think the history is great. You know, we're very proud of it. But it's our group of kids and their group of kids are there now, and it's a game that everybody's preparing for like they normally do. And you know, I'd say the history is not going to win the game. It's going to be the kids that are there now. And but it's going to be a fun matchup. I'll put it that way. They're very talented. I think they showed that they're not going to be frazzled by being in the Unidome last week. And we're preparing the same way, preparing ourselves to be a Donnybrook of a game. And just, you know, it's one of those things, never too high, never too low. You just try to stay even keel and give yourself a shot in the end to win. That's kind of what we're looking at, but it's going to be a heck of a game.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck here today against Tri-Center. Thanks so much.
Yep, have a great day. I appreciate the call.
Mark Sanger, head coach for West Hancock football, with us here on KSOM.